Recording started.
Well, welcome everybody to tonight's Relive Monday Night conference call. My name's Elizabeth Martin, and I live just outside the Manchester area in Northwest England. This call is for anyone who's hearing about our company for the first time, as well as those of us who've been around for a while. You're going to hear tonight about a company that has been changing people's lives for 30 years. Operating in 17 countries, Relive is truly an international opportunity, and it's an opportunity and a company with a heart. And that heart is to help people change their own lives and to help others' lives. And we do that through the Cologris Foundation, where we feed thousands of children around the world with our nutrition every day, but also through this business opportunity. So you're going to hear about what's happening for real people. And you're going to be encouraged as you hear these stories. We're going to be talking about one of the elements of our success system, which helps people build their businesses. And we're going to start with a friend of mine in Glossop. So, Lynn, why don't you go ahead and share what has happened for you with the Relive products?
Thank you, Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Well, my name's Lynn Lee. I live in Glossop, which is only 25 minutes from Manchester. I live there with my husband, and I'm 63. I have two grown-up sons who have now left home. And before I was taking Relive, I was struggling with extreme tiredness. I was frightened of falling asleep at the wheel when I was driving. I'd needed 2 hours sleep every afternoon so I could stay up and enjoy the evening with my husband. And my mood was going low all this time as I was really tired. I also had some digestive issues. But when I started taking Relive, the first thing I noticed was within about 3 weeks, I was sleeping well and I had a lot more energy. I was wanting to do things in the day and missing out my afternoon sleep. I just forgot all about it. My digestive issues was acid reflux. That disappeared. My mood lifted. And I was feeling depressed before, but that disappeared as well. So, you know, I just don't want to stop taking Relive. It's had such a positive improvement on my health over the last two years. And also last winter I did notice that my hands weren't going cold in the house when I had the central heating on. So my I just didn't feel the cold as much as I used to, especially in the house. I used to sit on my hands to get them warm. So I love taking Relive. Thank you. That's my story.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Lynn. Thanks so much. Stay on the line because we are going to come back to you in just a few minutes. Next, we're going to go to Larry over in Hull. And I would love it, Larry, if you could go ahead and share your story. Hold on 1 second. I'm just getting a message that somebody says the call is silent. So, can everybody hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, everybody
can hear you.
Okay, great. Valerie's there. Wonderful. This is just a check. Leslie is saying that the call is silent, so that's making me concerned. So it's great for us speakers, but...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Larry, and I would love it if you want to go ahead and share your story with us.
Technology is not one of my strong points, I'm afraid. My name is Larry Lewis. I live in Hull in East Yorkshire. I'm 72 years old, and I was introduced to Relive in January this year. I'm a type 2 diabetic. And after 1 week on Relive, a visit to my doctor revealed that my blood was the best it had been in 20 years. My doctor said not to stop taking Relive. My energy levels have increased, and I never thought I would feel so good even after 2 open-heart surgeries in the past 5 years. I will continue to take and follow doctor's orders, of course, as best as I can, and include taking Relive for as long as I possibly can and I am required. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Larry. That's wonderful. What great results in such a short time as well. I'm really thrilled with that. And I know your family is noticing a big difference in you. So wonderful. Now we're going to go over to the States. And Rhea, why don't you go ahead? I know Relive has changed your life as well.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Rhea, and I'm from Algonquin, Illinois. And when I was introduced to Relive, I thought I was very, very healthy. I was thinking about my husband, who was sick all the time. But I did suffer with severe migraine headaches. I had a headache every day of my life. It was either a migraine, a sinus, or a stress headache. It runs in my family. My mother, my brother, and my sister, they all suffered with those migraine headaches. So I just learned to live with them. But I've seen incredible results with them. I also was under a lot of stress because of my job. Presently, I'm a retired school teacher. And it was a friend of mine that noticed that my stress levels had come down. I didn't sleep well. And today I sleep like a baby. I have no problems. And the other thing was, the big thing was the allergies. I had horrible allergies. I've been known to take, you know, 7 pills at a time. And nothing really seemed to work. And because of Relive, I have seen incredible results. So because of that, I will always be on these products.
Wonderful. Yeah, nobody would want to question why. Thank you, Rhea. I really appreciate it. We're going to come back to your husband, who's also on the call, in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to just thank everybody for sharing their health results. Yeah, I have to say, Relive does not make any claims to cure or heal any particular issue that any of these people have shared. What we do say is our products are really wonderful nutrition. When you put good nutrition in your body should work better. And that's what Relive does. So you can imagine, though, if you were one of the people who shared with anybody that was on this call, that you would feel pretty good hearing them share those results and those benefits that they've seen. And you would imagine also that there is quite an amazing business attached to this product. And that is how we share Relive. It's through people, people sharing with people. And one of those people I want to go back to because she just shared beautifully. Lynn, I know you're not keeping this to yourself. Why don't you tell, you know, what's just happened for you?
Thank you, Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. I hadn't been looking for a business because I didn't feel I had any energy to work. So I was a bit tired. And but once I did start feeling great, which was in the first 6 weeks of taking Relive, I wanted to tell other people about it because I just couldn't believe how amazing I was feeling. So I did. I was speaking to some friends and relatives and shared with them, and they saw great results taking Relive, a friend with arthritis and other people with eczema. And it was just an amazing feeling to think I'd shared this wonderful product and business opportunity. So I did go into the business, and I had a look. I went to one of the Tuesday night meetings. Sorry, I didn't go to a Tuesday night meeting. I wish we had them, but I had an appointment. So I saw the compensation plan and everything and decided to come in as a master affiliate. My highest income has been in 1 month was £70, which might not seem a lot, but it just showed me that I could do the business and increase my hours, and the return of doing the business will be better. So I'm excited to continue to build my business, and my personal development in doing this business has just rocketed. I could never speak in front of people before. I was always too shy, and so I still work on that, but at least I've come a long way from 2 years ago, where I'll share my story tonight. So that's my story so far, and I'm thrilled to be doing Relive and sharing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. It's so cool. It's awesome to hear you share that. And now we're going to go over to Mel. Now, Mel, your dad just shared his story, and I wanted you to share what's happened for you with the business, because I know how much it means to you to hear your dad share on this call, because he wouldn't have heard about it if you hadn't been doing the business.
No, absolutely. And I love hearing my dad share and putting on his telephone voice. It's brilliant. And I love that his story's so amazing and made such a difference for him as well, which is brilliant as well. And it was because we were introduced to Relive actually just 3 years ago, which was brilliant. And we were actually interested in the business before anything else, and my husband's salary wasn't great at the time, and I wanted to be able to stay at home, look after the kids, and share, just do that really. So wanted to be able to earn an income, but home teach my kids as well. So I had tried other things, like, well, different companies, hobby businesses and things, and didn't really make any money. So knew when I heard about Relive that it just gave me real hope. It was when I'd made 300 in a month that I thought, this is something that will really work for us. And I love sharing. I love the fact that my family are involved, and I get to work with my mum and dad and just see how they've done with their health, but also just help other people build a business as well. So I'll just keep on doing this forever. I love it.
Awesome, Mel. Thank you. That's really neat to hear. And now we'll go to John. And I know your other half shared the health results, but John, I know you guys together have been building a business. So can you share with people what has happened for you guys?
Well, I can, because, you know, when Relive first was introduced to us, I own my own real estate and appraisal company, and I was putting in 16, 18-hour work days. I didn't know where I was going to get time to do anything else, and I told my wife, Rhea, that, you know, I don't want anything to do with the business. But in just a matter of the first couple of weeks, I had such dramatic results with my health issues that, you know, I couldn't stop telling other people about it. And the business started building, and it wasn't long, and we were making, you know, thousands of dollars just in bonuses alone. We've made as much as $50,000 in one calendar year doing this business just very part-time. And I don't know where you can go anywhere and get a part-time job or a part-time business that's going to pay that kind of money, you know, for the short hours that we put into it every week. And we just can't stop telling people about Relive. And we set some new goals to just get this thing built to where I don't have to do anything else but Relive. So that's what's happened for us, and we just will not stop talking to people about Relive.
Thank you, John. I know you guys won't. It's wonderful to have you on the call. Thank you so much for calling in from Chicago. And again, you know, the disclaimer for these business stories is everybody is responsible for their own business, and we don't make any promises. But as you put more time into this, Relive does reward you. And as you share with more people, the company rewards you for that. And I love the fact that our company is about changing people's lives. One of the best stories I've ever heard is on this line. I have to say, Valerie Opie, you are somebody that I look up to in the business, and I know a lot of people do, because you, as an ambassador, have helped a lot of people, help a lot of people. So could you come on and share with us your story? I'm so glad people get to hear that, and then we get to pick your brain a bit about some of the ways you've built your business.
You bet. Well, it's always fun to hear those stories. Man, I was so impressed with every single one that shared their story on the call tonight. And, you know, I think that's probably one of my most favorite things of all of the 22 years almost that we've been involved in Relive, is I never get tired of hearing what's happening for other people. And I love that. Well, we were introduced to Relive, like I said, almost 22 years ago. My brother, actually, who's a cabinet maker, called me. He was so excited about a business, and I kind of rolled my eyes because we had tried other businesses like this, never made any money. But what I didn't know is at that time my husband was praying for answers for finances, because he worked really hard and he made a great living, but he didn't have any time freedom. And that he was concerned because we were raising 8 children and he was just never home. And I was, you know, a busy mom with 8 kids ranging from 6 weeks old to 16 years old. And I didn't want one more thing to do. So when my brother came, he did the right thing. We did an appointment. He brought with him his sponsor because he was new and he knew we were going to have questions that he couldn't answer. And at the end of it, when the dust settled, my husband had become a distributor, bought a large order, and I was mad at him. But he started putting people in products. He started going with my our sponsor, sharing the whole story of Relive. And in 4 weeks, my aunt was at my door in tears because her migraines of over 20 years had dissipated. She had gone for a whole week without a migraine. My next-door neighbor told me she no longer needed neck surgery because the inflammation in her herniated disc had gone down, and her surgeon said, let's wait. And I thought, what in the world do we have a hold of? But my greatest joy is that in that time frame, we decided to get myself and my son started on products. My son, in 4 months, went from a normal, healthy boy to a little boy who crawled upstairs to go to bed at night. His knees and elbows were twice their normal size. His shoulders and ankles had been frozen in position. And I was, we got the diagnosis of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And I was scared. I was mad because I have rheumatoid. And for me, I knew it was my genetic weakness that had passed on to him. So that was hard. But we dove into these products because we had them while we were hearing the stories, and we had no idea that 3 months on the product, our son would be 90% pain-free. Guys, in 6 months, he was 100% pain-free. 7 months, we were able to take him off those medications that were scaring us. I was 21 and a half years ago. My son is now, at age 14, he ran cross-country. He swam the 100 butterfly, which is a pretty tough stroke. And, you know, he actually just graduated as a chiropractor, which would not have been his life with crippled hands and crippled feet. But I'm so grateful that I have 7 children who aren't sick, and they got on this for prevention. And I love that we haven't had a sick visit to the doctor in over 21 years. And that's pretty amazing. We did go on to build this business. It's kind of funny how all of a sudden the business became my idea. I went to a conference and it went from my head to my heart. And I came home with more passion about helping other people, but letting them decide what it was they needed, whether it was health or finances or both. And that first month after conference, we actually profited $1,500. The third month after conference, we did a $37,000 volume, earned over $5,000 profit, and I thought, my golly, this is amazing. By the third year, guys, we were earning over $5,000 each month, and that's when my husband took a vacation with us. For the first time, he came on holiday with us. We went for a whole week to Disneyland at Christmas time, and I know that's not everybody's dream, but for me, that was a dream come true. We loved what we've done. We've earned as high as $11,000. I love the opportunity I've had to meet people throughout the world. I love that every dollar I earn is wrapped around giving someone hope, and we'll be doing this forever.
What a powerful story. I mean, when I hear you share all that, and I mean, just about your son would be powerful enough, but just your whole family. I know this business has totally transformed what your life was like before. So how exciting. And I would just love for you to share with people, Valerie. You know, I feel like if we were sitting down and having a cup of tea, you could just share from your heart, you know, how did you do this? To share with people, in particular, it wasn't just you having to open your mouth and talk about your health story. I know you didn't do that, but that's what we often, when we're new to this, we think, that's what I've got to do. I've got to go out and after having seen my own results, I've got to just tell everybody and try and get them to buy some.
you know, it
has such a neat way of helping people do that, so sorry.
Yeah, it does. It has a wonderful system in place. And like I said, with 8 children, and I was PTO vice president, I was running a girls' camp that housed 375 girls. I was the Weebelows leader for 5 10-year-old Cub Scouts, not to mention that I was managing my husband's office. So it's not like I had a lot of spare time.
You weren't just sitting around doing nothing.
Oh, gosh, no. That would have been nice. But what happened is they had the system in place, and I was in business for myself, but not by myself. And I got to be honest, I was one of those people who thought, you know, you had to try it first. That's why I wasn't telling anybody. But my husband, on the other hand, is very clinical-minded, and he figured the best thing is to go out and get 10 to 12 other people on it at the same time you're on it so that you can see what it does in a broad spectrum. And so it's luckily for me that he had gone out and helped other people, because I was one of those persons. The other thing I was one who was going out telling people about the product. I was so excited about the product. I was hosing them down. I wasn't listening to their needs or their wants or their whys. And that's when my brother sat me down, and he goes, the very first thing you said to me, Valerie, was, I am not a salesman. But then the very first thing you do is you go out and tell people about a product. What have you become? A salesman. So that's when I started going to the Saturday basic training that was around there, and I learned it wasn't about what I wanted them to hear. It was about what they needed to hear. And so I kind of toned it down and started, you know, because sometimes when you tell about the product only and you're making it sound too good to be true, what do people think? It's too good to be true. So I had to listen to their needs and then, you know, learn how to share the information and just invite them to come and see. I realized it wasn't my job to do the appointment. It was my job to invite them to come and see. And in the beginning, it was, you know, I invited them to come and see my brother. He was my sponsor. Then we got the Tuesday nights and the Saturday basic trainings and then the business builder calls. And, you know, as we started implementing all of it, I got to be honest, guys, when I first started, I couldn't do every Tuesday or every Saturday. It took me 6 months to clear my Tuesday-Saturday calendar because of everything else I was involved with. But I used all the parts of the system I could until my heart said, you must pivot to Relive. You must do everything it says, because it's actually that system that builds leaders. So, you know, that. So I made the same mistakes most new distributors make, but I'm here to tell you, you don't have to make those mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others, like mine, and, you know, work with the people who so freely offer the help to you. That's hard sometimes with us human beings, because we're used to being told if you ask too many questions in a job, you're going to be fired. Well, not with Relive. That's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to be coachable. They'll tell you what to do. You go do it, and then you come back and say, now what's next, coach? I don't know if that makes sense.
That is really helpful, Valerie, because when you're in a normal job, or especially a sales job, it is really up to you. If you don't do a good job, you look like a fool, and you don't want to look like a fool. Whereas in Relive, it's mm-hmm. a completely different ballgame, and it's a very different attitude that everybody has. So I love that you pointed that out. Being coachable, being able to actually say, I would like to learn more, and even to help people learn how to ask that question rather than
yeah,
saying,
or
I
show
have
me
to know.
How to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me how to do this.
Really
yeah.
good. So when you went to the Tuesday meetings after you got those started, and I'll just pick on that one that you mentioned the Saturday trainings and the calls as well, but your upline obviously being the first one you went to. But once you got those Tuesday meetings started, and some of the people on this line have Tuesdays, some of them don't yet. So mm-hmm. what would you say to people as far as just the bonus of having them, or how did you get people to come with you?
You know what? I was with everything you heard me say I was doing with my life, the last thing I needed to do was go to another meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But when I realized what my brother was really offering me was not another meeting to attend, but a way to make it so that I could invite two or three people And that was like an appointment. So I could invite two people to a Tuesday night for 1 hour, or I could do 2 one-hour appointments, which was really more of a time saver. And the other thing was, I actually am the queen of not getting people to Tuesdays until after I've already done a 2-on-1 appointment with them, some 3-way calls, and they're getting great results. And then I invite them to the Tuesday to come meet other people who are having similar results as them. Then they get there and they see the bigger picture, and it's like a light bulb goes on. They start thinking of other people, and whether they do the business or not is not the reason I invited them to Tuesday. It was so that they could see a bigger picture. And, you know, some people have joined me in business, and some have sent their friends to me. Either one has built my business and allowed me to go, you know, I'm in 7 different countries, and I built this from my kitchen table in Mesa, Arizona. So the other thing that the system does, once you get a local system, guys, is it allows you to build leaders. One of the things that happened in my lifetime of building Relev is we built it for 6 years. We're earning about $6,000-$7,000 a month, and then my house burned down. And I had to take a step back from doing Relev business for 2 years.
Moment of silence. Did everybody hear that? Your house burned down. That just blows me away. So
in the 2 years that we took off so that I could recoup and reinvent our whole family and fight insurance companies and fight contractors and subcontractors, not only did my check come in every month, but we went from earning $6,000-$7,000 a month to earning $8,000-$10,000 a month. And it was the system that allowed that, because the system builds leaders.
Mm-hmm.
See, they weren't going to those meetings to build my check. They were going and bringing their own guests. And because we keep it so simple that anybody can take someone to a Tuesday or get on a business builder call or go to the Saturday training or get to a special event or call their upline or go to a conference, if you keep it that simple, anybody can do this. And so while I was gone, you know, people became leaders and they built their own businesses, so my tech grew. You know, we had another thing, you know, life happens, and something happened in February of this year that kind of, was a sock in my stomach, and I had to take a step back from building the business. But because in Arizona, in the East Valley, we have Tuesdays and Saturdays, and I've tied every one of my downline, my front line into the system, and they've done the same thing. When I had to take a step back, guess who stepped to the front? My front line stepped up and started doing the Tuesdays and Saturdays and keeping it going. And it wasn't about her building my business. It was about them building their own business.
Definitely.
And that's one of the biggest things that people, they think that Tuesday nights or Saturdays are a waste of time. And I'm telling you, it's the only way to build leaders. And if you look at the compensation plan, it's all about building layers of leaders.
That's really powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Valerie. It's really, really neat to hear from you. And do you have any words of wisdom you want to leave us with, last words?
You know what? I guess my last words are keep it simple. Because if you look at the three finding three, or you can even be like my brother and going five finding five, you know, you can dream bigger than the three finding three. But because it's all about duplication, I'm just going to leave you this little message. The enemies of duplication are complication, confusion, and contention. If any of those happen, you will not grow a network of distributors who bless, you can build a network of 100 distributors who are blessing 1,000 people's lives with these products. or the business opportunity, whichever they choose. So keep it simple and, you know, keep those three things out of your business model. No confusion, no complication, and no contention.
Really good. I'm going to want to listen to this recording again because I know you said so many words of wisdom there, but thank you for that. Really appreciate it, Valerie. You've been a gift to us tonight, today, your time, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you to everybody who was sharing on this call. Thank you for your stories, and thank you for sharing your life with us. And I'm excited to go and build Relive. Let's build Relive together. Have a great night, everybody.